When the Bible talks about the rapture coming as a thief in the night, that is not talking to saved people. That's only talking to the unsaved. The Bible reads in verse number 1 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, "But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober." So the Bible tells us that he's coming as a thief in the night only to the unsaved, only to those who are in darkness. But those of us who are saved and are children of the light, we are not in darkness that that day should overtake us as a thief. The Bible tells us to watch and be sober. Now the pre-tribbers will tell you there are no signs of his coming. He could come at any moment. He could come before the service is over. The next event on God's prophetic calendar is the rapture. Well, if there are no signs of his coming, then why does the Bible say that we should be watching? Watching for what? And why does the Bible say that it's not going to come upon us as a thief in the night? Because we already know that these things are happening. We already can see the signs, we can watch, and as it says in Luke 21, when we see those things begin to come to pass, we can look up and lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh.